I can't recommend it enough. They so apparently the inside of your nose is made out of dicks. It's the same type of skin as your dick. So it expands, it contracts. Like when you're aroused, that's why women's typically their nostrils flare. If they get it, if a woman gets like kind of turned on, her nose goes, exactly, dude, stop, dude. Fucking dude. You're gonna get a boner if you keep doing that. It's literally made out of dick skin. So your nose like contracts and expands with your arousal.
Isn't your nose made out of cartilage?
I'm talking about the inner stuff.
It's just dick skin.
It's the same type of material as dick skin.
What are your eyelids made out of? That feels like dick skin. You know what I mean?
It's ball sack. It's all ball sack. Eyelids are all ball sack, dude.
Fuck yeah.
There's the Jamaican fish, and then there's the Japanese fish.
Yeah, wait, you guys didn't know Asian people turn into fish when you got them out of the atmosphere? If they're in the atmosphere, that's why they can't send any Japanese astronauts to the space station. They keep trying to send them to the International Space Station. They keep growing gills.
They keep serving the Dark Lord. They get up there and start using the dark side of the Force.
As soon as they get into the galaxy, they instantly start using electricity out of their hands.
There was like a huge influx of Apaches running. Mm-hmm. And they're like, where the fuck are you guys going? The Apaches were like, actually Spanish, we really like Catholicism. Could you please set up some missions in our territory? And so the Spanish were like, holy fuck, dude. We never thought you guys were going to say yes to this, dude. Wait till you see how awesome Jesus is. We're going to bring up some missionaries. This is going to be fun. And it was actually just a trick for them to put basically embassies in Apacheria. Mm-hmm. So that when the Comanches came down and definitely murdered and raped everybody, they would kill Spanish people too.
So that they
would go to war with the Comanches. So it was a pretty funny trick from the Short King Apaches.
Yeah.
But what was nice about it was talking about the settlers. That's how America colonized it. Mm-hmm. Like Spain went in with like missionaries, forts, very governmental, regimented, you know, in intrusion into the land. The Americans just sent people.
Like, dudes.
Like, literally, we're just like, no forts, no missions, just like people building houses.
Go check that out.
Which, ironically, so the Mexicans invited settlers into Texas.
Yeah.
Which, you know, eventually the settlers just took Texas.
Yeah.
But the reason they invited them there was to get a buffer zone between them and the Comanches.
Really?
So originally, the Mexicans, which you hear people today be like, the Mexican-American War, it was another act of aggression from America where we took their land. Mm. Those fuckers invited us there so that we could be fed to the Comanche so they would stop fucking with the Mexicans.
Really?
And it ended up that the Americans were kind of rootin' tootin'.
True. They're slim.
They were like, bro, we'll fucking chill here. What, we get raped and murdered every couple years?
Whatever.
Sick.
Texas fucking rules.
Texas does rule. That's when it became a republic, bro.
Really?
That's fucking sick.
So they fought off the... They were like, they buffered... And then they probably figured it out and were like,
well, yeah,
or
that
they
was,
didn't. Or they were just
no,
like,
they figured it out. They figured it out. And well, yeah, they kind of tamed the land a little, and then the Mexicans were like, why don't you give us that land back?
Yeah.
Like, why don't you come fucking take it?
True.
That's where that flag's from.
Yeah.
I think. Then the Alamo happened, which was a huge mistake.
Does the Texas flag say it's like, fuck off, Mexico?
Yeah, pretty much. Are you in eighth grade?
Dude, these are meant to be boy. These are like hyper boy bands.
Boy bands were
a psyop. Basically, they're like to get in and like they would. Boy bands would get your 13-year-old daughter horny, and then you'd have to pay $200 to bring them to a concert.
Yes,
it's kind of disgusting.
It is disgusting.
It's a fucked up business model.
Well, that goes back to like
they would torture your 13-year-old, 12-year-old daughter into like going and see, like we got to go see like the Liquid Town. One band was called Liquid. Dreams,
yeah.
O-Town. We got to see Orgasm Town, Dad. And you're like, how much is this? $116. You're like, Jesus.
Just for you
Christ.
And your friends to definitely masturbate during the sleepover.
Yeah, yeah, dude. It's fucked up. I mean, dude, you're speaking. That's facts.
It's disgusting facts.
But that's
what makes the...
That was the market you were dealing with.
Yeah.
And then you would take, again, we got rid of ritual virgin sacrifice. And then we started taking like, you know... Britney Spears, she's 15, 16 years old. You display her body for the world, and then like slowly she just gets completely excavated by just people just shitting on her and fucking with her, and they lose their minds. Christina Aguilera, I don't know what happened. She got like kind of fat, but maybe she lost her mind too.
Definitely lost her mind. You definitely lose your mind.
You can't hand a 16-year-old keys to a kingdom that they have no control of and then expect them not to completely fucking wig out. Dude, they're basically like slaves.
They all got molested too. I was watching a Dan Schneider YouTube documentary yesterday, and they every single one of them
had to have got. I mean, Bieber's got his dick. Bieber had his dick grabbed enough where he's like enough, and he became a Christian.
What happened with the Franklin scandal?
With the Franklin scandal, it was a large interstate pedophile network that was that flew kids from coast to coast, but. A lot of, and I also got flight receipts, like 200 flight receipts. A lot of the planes that they rented or chartered went to Washington, D.C. And in Washington, D.C., there was a lobbyist power broker named Craig Spence. And he was a CIA asset, and his house was wired for audiovisual blackmail. I get into his reality pretty heavily in Confessions of a D.C. Madam, and I also get into it in the Franklin scandal, but a little more in Confessions of a D.C. Man.
Well, so, Gardini, does his mic have to move up a little bit towards him?
Tiny bit.
You can slide this thing down. Let me see.
The Wild Wild West.
Right. So these pedophile parties would happen at Craig Spence's mansion in the Kalorama section of Washington, D.C. And it would be like a pretty much a straight political party initially. There would be... Washington, D.C., literati and glitterati and power brokers and politicians. They would attend these parties. But then, like maybe at 10 o'clock or something, someone would fire up a joint or something sexually inappropriate would happen. And these people have been plied with alcohol. So if someone wanted to stick around for the after party, then they would be compromised.
So you see like the level of grease a person could handle. Like the girls would come out.
They would get me.
Bust out of line. Yeah.
I'd be hammered doing... Yeah, they'd get me.
You don't want to say that.
I'm truthful. I only deal in truth. It's the Franklin scandal because Larry King was in... Omaha...
owned a, he was the general manager of the Franklin Credit Union.
Yeah.
And it was like his personal ATM. It's kind of interesting. The feds, you're supposed to be audited every year if you run a credit union. But he hadn't been audited in 4 years. So shortly after George Herbert Walker Bush won the presidency, the Franklin Credit Union was raided by IRS and FBI, and there was $40 million missing. But basically that credit union was a cash machine for Lawrence King, but it was also a front for this interstate pedophile network that they ran together.
And he was definitely pimping.
Absolutely. Both he and Craig Spence were pimping. And
ABC reporter?
Yes. Craig Spence was the guy who ended up in Washington, D.C.
Oh, shit.
He was the one who was having the parties.
Oh, so that was the guy who was hosting the functions.
I mean, the parties were all over, but Spence's, the dark corner of intelligence that does this type of stuff had installed the cameras, the hidden cameras. And Epstein, now this is kind of interesting, Maria Farmer, who worked for Epstein, said that Epstein showed her the secret room where men, as in plural, were monitoring all these monitors, and that all the bedrooms and all the bathrooms had hidden cameras. So that setup was very much like the setup in Craig Spence's house, where both places were wired for audiovisual blackmail.
Yeah, so Craig Spence was the Epstein of this particular story.
Yes.
I got you. He was the party boy.
He was the party boy.
Cool guy. He was a cool guy.
He was a cool guy, dude.
Yeah, he was friends with everybody.
Did he have, was there things about like the White House tours and like Bush having kids in his house or in the White House?
Well, Craig Spence, who we talked about earlier, the sociopath that lived in Washington, D.C., he took kids and male prostitutes on midnight tours of the White House.
What?
Yes.
Just...
And
he's getting hot dogs and pizzas to the White House. Chicago.
And that has been corroborated.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Male prostitutes going to the White House.
Yeah.
That's nice.
This is all bad.
And at least one underage.
What the fuck? One?
One. At least one. Yeah.
So, just hanging there? Or like, did they say like what? Like they were just like night out? Like, you check this out? Or do they imply?
I think Spence just wanted to show some people how much power he had.
Jesus, and, you know, man.
After a night of partying or whatever they did, he said, well, I'm going to take you guys on a tour of the White House. And
that's pretty awesome.
No, yeah, like, wouldn't there be, like, the, I guess the
president was, there was no real ramifications.
Sometimes.
And George H.W. is just in there just
nightcap
sawing logs. Yeah. Little did he know.
You know, there's a little parade. That's a fucked up
parade.
That's
so fucking crazy.
And, you know, the Washington Times broke that story. And the Washington Times also broke stories about Spence's home being wired for audiovisual blackmail.
Where, what, being wired?
Spence's home being wired for audiovisual blackmail. Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
So, and unfortunately, the Washington Times is owned by Reverend Moon of Unification Church fame. Mm-hmm. They've done some amazing reporting, but they're tainted. And then the Washington Post did everything it possibly could to cover up Spence's pedophile network.
Yeah, so they did have good shit. I think
they used to also do a thing where they would, whoever had the most stuff would burn all their shit. Well, it was they had, I forget who it was, but they'd have a thing where, like, the dude at the top was ceremonially would just like get rid of all of his shit.
That's like Bill Gates giving to charity.
True,
it's pretty much what we do.
Yeah, they would Bill Gates, back then, the Native Americans would give away like a large proceeding of all the stuff they had, then secretly develop a little shot based on your genetics. Dude, nobody wants that shot, by the way.
Really?
A lot of people I talked to were like, "I'm not fucking." One person is like, "I'll take my chances on that." A lot of people are like. So they're going to rush the vaccine. I can't think of that word. They're going to rush a vaccine, and they're saying it's not an inert form of the virus. So it's not like the old, you know, how they say when they give you a virus, like it's like a, it's dead. It's kind of like half alive. And you're like, okay, that makes sense. There's not that. They're like, no. It's just like, you know, it's just like a genetic sequence that goes into your genome. And
I don't think I've ever once until obviously recently, I don't think I've ever once like even asked what a vaccine was.
Yeah.
I think I've always just like, I don't even think I've ever gotten a flu shot.
It's the good stuff. Like, here's the good stuff. You want to get sick?
Here's the good stuff. Like, here, we have to give you 3 shots today. I'm like, fuck. All right. Yeah,
fuck.
I'd never ask what it is. Yeah. Ever.
Yeah, man. Well, that's the Bill Gates was saying, like, hey, man, look, we're not, this is just genetic stuff. Don't worry about just the weak. It's not a weak.
Good genetics.
It's not a virus you put through the gauntlet. This is fucking just. The
gauntlet's tight. We need to break. Oh,
we need to
out.
Bring the gauntlet back big time.
You know what I'm saying?
I heard that. No, I
you're
heard that.
Big fucking. Yeah.
Also, you can't get a grip of the game. You can't get a grip of the game if you're watching just the highlights. I mean, you can't appreciate the highlights if you're not seeing 3 yard, you, 2 yard,
there's no,
negative 4 yard gains.
Negative 4 yard gains. That's crazy. Now we're talking sports.
I mean, dude, you want to talk about?
I'm so excited for sports to come back. That's another thing, dude. Boy, the NBA couldn't come back faster for this.
Yeah.
That's, dude, the CIA might be involved with the NBA to get them started again.
You think they're going to
quell these fucking protests?
You think so? Nobody goes. Nobody even goes.
LeMaire, you didn't like that. That's why he literally physically react to me saying that. He's like. No, it's true, though. Not that.
You think they would hear, like, the referee whistle and the squeak of the sneaker and everything? They would just drop all the signs?
Here's the thing. Most of Antifa, I've noticed this.
Yeah.
A lot of white liberal pussies all got into the NBA the last, like, 5 years.
Of course.
Has anybody else noticed this?
You pointed it out to me, and yes, I've
I don't
that.
Understand what it is, but somehow all the dorks have agreed that the NBA is the sport in the last couple years. Mm. Maybe I'm missing something.
No, dude, you're right. You pointed it out to me, and I was like, you know.
I love the NBA. I've always liked it. But it's weird to see people who have literally never liked sports that the only thing they talk about now is the NBA.
True.
Anyway.
I mean, we'll see. We'll see what, we'll see.
So I think that would take down Antifa and
BLM. So you need King James. You need King James to speak. Be like, come back.
King James has spoken, and he's a pretty strong activist. But if he's, you know, I'd rather watch him dunk.
You're saying you want the stuff to go back to normal, dude.
Than like police violence videos.
Yeah, you're saying you want the stuff to go back to normal.
Yeah, of course.
That's all you're saying.
I beg for normal. I beg for law and order.
You miss the harmony, and you're like, what will bring everyone together? Basketball.
It's like in the Philippines, if Pacquiao fights, crime drops like 40% that day. It doesn't happen to anybody. It's like 96% of people don't experience any of these side effects. And I was
that's
like,
how I went LASIK.
That's a little high. That's a little high.
Yeah.
What?
I want to get LASIK eye surgery, where they're like, 99%. Good. I don't want to be the 1% that's fucking blind.
Dude, if you got blind, that'd be sick.
That would blow.
Let me see what you look like blind.
How much would I have to pay you to take? How much would I have to pay? Size? How much I have to pay you to take the COVID vaccine?
You couldn't pay me to take the. I literally won't travel.
What are you talking about?
I won't go on a plane. I won't do any of that shit.
Dude, you know that you'll be able to call a doctor. Like, I'll give you $200. Just give me.
Oh yeah, I know. I know that. But I'm saying to get that injected in me, I'll die.
Did you hear? Did you hear about the side effects being pushed out?
What?
Did you hear about the side effects being pushed out?
What? Wait, he got a vaccine recently.
Matt, please, I got the fucking flu shot.
He had to for his kid. I understand, but at the same time, I'm gonna still.
Just trying to get him.
That's just me. That's just me.
COVID vaccine. I'm not giving my daughter that, dude.
I wouldn't either.
I might. We're gonna. I might come something? To blows. We're going to.
He got vaccinated.
We're going to the pediatrician.
Chambers.
Your brother, your own bloodline, dude, getting vaccinated.
It's a flu shots for my daughter.
What different do you think? Strokes, different
folks. Flu shots,
shot
good
is a vaccine. What do you think of vaccine?
Flu shots, good.
I don't get the flu shot. What the fuck are you looking at me like that for?
It's your brother, dude.
I know.
You take care of your family. This is an in-house problem. You should be taking care of it. I should be the one taking care of it.
Yeah, dude. I just want to do the right thing for my daughter.
Doctors and lawyers.
You're what?
Lover.
Huh? What were you saying before?
Wait, what'd you say?
COVID vaccine. I'm hearing the side effects.
What are they?
I hear they're pretty nasty.
Like what?
Really?
Yeah. I think like sore bones. Sore bones. Like 102 fevers.
COVID.
And apparently there was people in Sweden. Was it Sweden or Denmark? They did the like swine flu vaccine.
Yeah.
And people got like fucked up from those things. Dude, it was like 10% of people got fucked up.
Yes.
From the
the last four. Oh, also the one.
So you're an anti-vaxxer.
That's what they did. They did.
I'm
this.
Asking.
Oh, here we go.
Jesus Christ!
You're saying that, right? And isn't Look, it just man. So perfect that they rolled out this weird anti-vaxxer thing for the last like 5 years? They really crept it in there. Yo. It's like, no, dude, I just don't like getting the flu.
Yeah, you ever see V for Vendetta?
No.
You'd like it.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm telling you.
The last four, four flu shots.
Why are you trying to tread on me?
The last four flu shots.
Because I brought up the word vaccine, you start treading on people?
I'm just saying anti-vaxxer, and it's weird that like they put out all these
I asked
movies.
If you were.
I know. And that, Shane, you perked my interest.
Well, also, too, people forget the drug companies have they have millions of dollars to spend on people creating content to like kind of achieve their aims. So yeah, they'll do whole campaign, like strategic campaigns. Like, we got to get rid of this whole problem with people.
But what if their goal is to try to help America not have COVID?
It would make me feel a lot better if it didn't come from a lineage of people who their ancestors were in eugenics.
Yeah.
And Bill Gates' dad was in Planned Parenthood.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the problem.
You know who else was in eugenics that you
who?
Like?
Who?
Who are your favorite guys?
Who?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who's your super top secret favorite guys? They loved eugenics.
Yeah, right.
1938, Times Man of the Year.
Anyway.
But not Corbett. Yeah. And he was like doing, I think I talked about this before, he was showing his financials and being like, look how much his wealth grew as the time he unleashed all of his like disease stuff. And if you just check the stock, his stock, he owns Microsoft stock, and you look at his shares, it's like, oh, that guy should have even more than that. But then you get into this sick and twisted realm of $1 trillion markets, man.
It's a $1 trillion industry.
Trillions of dollars are at stake to be like, who gets to say, imagine this vaccine. Imagine if people don't really know, but it's like, imagine if you could make trillions of dollars by being like, you had the data and you're like, all right, four people get to sell them. We're all going to divvy up a pie of like, you know, a couple trillion. And it's like, dude, this shit's kind of over anyway. This shit's like ending. So we'll give people a thing. And you know, like the flu shot. I never got a flu shot and been like, thank God I got that flu shot. So you're going to give a thing. More or less make people take it around. There's countries you could sell to where you know for sure they'll make the entire population take it. America, I think they'll heavily shame people into taking it, and I don't know if they'll actually require it yet. But it's like, I don't know. You get a guy who's in charge of that, and it's like there could be serious foul play.
For sure, dude. You could take over a lot of the world with that
thing.
Just, opens a lot of – that's a pretty big –
I mean, dude, imagine how competitive stand-up comedy is. Now apply that to a $1 trillion market where, like, people have big-time money, big-time resources. It's the same people, man. I mean, it's the same kind of people. It's just they're in a different arena.
Yeah.
And it's brought to you by people who basically hooked the whole country on heroin. And now all of a sudden they're calling time out and they're going to save us all from a disease with a vaccine that we all kind of have all to take. All
right, you brought me back. You brought me back to the good side. Fuck Bill Gates,
Well, I'm
dude.
Saying, I don't know. It would be horrific if he actually was. But again, it's like apparently he is doing shit that's weird. And the thing they say that's, you know, again, sometimes I guess maybe he was on thing one day. Now he's like heavily into controlling the population. Like he's on record been like, we have too many people. So, but he's also wants to cure disease, and it's like, you know, again, that's a legitimate concern. We have too many people. Now he's like, well, no, maybe he just wants to cure disease now. Who knows? But like, you know, and apparently, again, I don't know this for a fact, but his dad, I think, or grandfather was like big into eugenics.
Yeah.
Of being like sterilizing. I heard that
on War Mode.
Sterilizing people. And like, you know, there are people.
I was driving listening to War Mode on the way to Cleveland with Beezer, actually. And it was like, they'd say shit where I'd just be like, I just remember like coming in and out of listening to it and hearing like Bill and Melinda. There's pictures of Bill's father with Barbara Walters.
Yeah.
They're elites, bro. It's like, wait, his dad snapped a picture with Barbara Walters?
Well, that is the, and that's the thing too, man. There, like, you get into all like the weird people's thing of like transferring power to like other people, like to like, you know, you do it in good people look at people and they're like, oh my God, they're the best. And you transfer them into like deity status, and you have other people, you transfer them into like negative, like total demon status. And it's just kind of like,
where do you think you lie these days?
Demon status.
You think you've been transferred? You're basically a living Bill Gates.
Basically,
yeah. Bill Gates was the man coming up. He was fun. Everybody was like, look at this goofy dork. And then in the last like 5 years, everyone's like, evil piece of shit, motherfucker.
Well, here's the thing, too. Did you see the documentary?
Not you weren't a goofy dork, but saying he was likable, and then now he betrayed everybody.
Of course. But, dude, I'm full of Gates, full Hill Dog. I take responsibility, dude. That's the thing. I take full responsibility.
No.
I'm fucking Gates and I'm Hill Dog.
You're not Gates and Hill Dog, dude.
No, I'm not. But, well.
You're Hill Gates.
Look, there are parts of us that we have in common with Bill Gates. There's parts of us that we deny. We say like, oh, no, I don't.
I could never be like
that's
that.
Not part of me. I can never go and like circumcise everybody in Africa.
Yeah.
He did an interview where it was just, he was running down the facts about like the side effects of the vaccines. And they're like, have there been, he's like, no, there's been, they've caused, they're okay, so they put some people in severe pain, and they blah, 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 but, you know, and people are just kind of like, fuck you, dude, like, I want to see you take it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So he like, they asked him about the side effects, and he, again, it's like, you're watching a guy on live TV, I don't understand why he is the mouthpiece for, like, our defense against viruses. It is kind of strange that, like, you know, people are like, why is Trump even talking about this? It's like, maybe Bill Gates studied viruses more, but it is strange that he's not a doctor and talking about this, like. He's just like, we have it, we're good. And it's like, why are you mouthpiecing this? It is kind of
weird. Yeah.
That he is doing it. But again, it's, look, you're not going to get, they, whatever net neutrality was, I don't even know what it is. They dunked on us. Everyone was like, I don't want that. You shouldn't want that either. And I was like, what is this again? They're all of a sudden like, oh, we passed net neutrality. They're going to do this shit.
Yeah.
They're going to do it unless people actually organize into some sort of thing that's not like a bunch of retarded people taking like TVs and doing bullshit. Until people come in and are like, or actually immerse themselves in the literature around this, and rather than being like, what is this? Someone's going to make me get a needle. I hate needles. Therefore, blah, 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 I hate all you guys too. It's like a really super simplistic way of thinking. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm not getting the fucking, I'm not getting that. All of that to say this, I'm not fucking getting the vaccine.
I think immersing yourself in literature though can also not really be helpful.
Dude, you'll end up with.
You can immerse yourself in whatever literature you want.
Exactly.
And end up, you know, being like a anti-vax mom.
You could. But the problem is, so then this is the other point, too. You'd have to, so in order to understand, like, the quote, people say, I looked at the scientific literature, you have to have, like a PhD level understanding of statistics, where you can look at a study and it can tell you, like, oh, this thing worked out. But if you can't, like, look at the validity of, like, oh, and we use, like, the Kruger method thing of a dual feedback. They like have these numbers, and they have machines to like make sense of the numbers. And if you don't understand that math, you can't really determine the validity of most studies. I mean, you can say like, oh, if we had a sample size of 3 people, you can say, oh, that's bullshit. But yeah, people being like, oh, I read a study. It's like, dude, there's hundreds of studies, and it's like, what were the, you know, how did they do it? How did they select people? Like you're saying, it's right. You're right. Cause you could read all of them and end up with the fact that the literature disagrees too. So really all you have is your experience. So it's like you have to just make it, you know, thing off your experience. But it does feel good to like boogeyman people out. And again, it's like the other part too is though is like I'm not taking that fucking vaccine, man. I'm not. They're 30%. They polled people. I think 30% of people are like no chance. I'm taking it. And another like 25 were like I'm not sure.
I'm in that 25. I'm gonna let some other people take it for a while.
I think that's what everyone's planning. Well, first of all,
but I don't know. I don't know because I've blindly taken every other vaccine.
When's the last time you got a vax, though?
I have no fucking
you went
idea.
To the, dude, when we had Maya, they were like, you need to get this, you need to get that, you need to get this. And it's like, I'm cool. I got like one of them. I got like the one just because
you.
Like, yeah.
You
need I to have get, to. Like, yeah. You have to get all these other ones.
For like foot and mouth and shit. Well, all it's these crazy weird shit babies get.
And it's like, well, they wanted me to get a flu
Roman
shot.
Roman, they get like Legionnaire's disease and all this.
Yeah. They wanted me to get a flu shot. And it was like, I think I got the flu shot just because I was like, I was there with Brittany. And Brittany's like, you're not going to do it for her. And I'm like, I'll get the flu shot. Then they hit me with another one. I was like, I'm
good,
not getting
good invitation.
One. But.
And my wife was like, you know, you get never. I'm pretty good at eating meat.
True.
I can crush just meat.
I tried keto for one day and I like. But I like clutched the bread aisle thinking I was going to pass out in the grocery store.
Yeah, there's sometimes it sucks. I mean, it's probably very bad for you.
I mean, apparently it increases the risk of spontaneous human combustion. Nobody wants to talk about that. No, when you're in ketosis, your body produces ketones, which is like another form of acetone. And the one theory on spontaneous human combustion is that people are in ketosis.
Yes.
And
their body okay.
Sorry.
No.
You gotta start doing that to people.
Yeah, just while they're talking. Yes. Yeah, people
you
explode.
Make ketones and you
I think
explode.
That's what happened in Beirut. I think there was a whole bunch of people in keto at a disco and they exploded. I think dozens are dead, actually.
Really? What happened? Beirut? The disco
you
got bombed?
You didn't see that?
I saw the headline, but I had to look into
no,
the
it was
Eminem.
A fire, apparently, it was a fireworks factory, but
slash nightclub.
I don't know. It was like a waterfront fireworks factory, if that's what it was.
What?
In which case, like, even if someone was playing like Sim City, I'd be like, why the fuck would you put it there? Like, there's no way this city out of.
So there was a firework factory.
Yeah.
Like the old Acme factory.
Yes.
The Acme factory was next to the discotheque.
Dude, did you see this explosion?
No.
Holy fuck.
Was it
dude.
Pretty bad?
Hold on. It's enough that I'm going to actually show you
dude,
during this.
I saw that in the news, and I scrolled down to the allegations DeBrat is putting up against Eminem via Mariah Carey.
DeBrat?
I saw Beirut explosion, and I was like, hmm. I looked down, I was like, DeBrat reveals intimate Eminem things about Mariah Carey. Dude, DeBrat came out and is trying to say that Eminem never had sex with Mariah Carey, but he met her and came in his jeans.
That's
he's like writing a tell-all memoir. And I think that's the hook right now. Like Eminem
so
came in his jeans.
This fireworks factory was basically Eminem's dunks.
So Eminem has his Enses on, and he goes, "Damn, dude! Well, hopefully this stops the flow of fucking fireworks." Oh,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, scary. It's a scary explosion. It reminds
so that,
me
that like
it reminds me of that one in China.
That like yeah, that was wicked. That like vaporized. That must have vaporized those dudes, man.
Yeah. But I will say this: I've seen a bunch of firework factory explosions. Somehow.
Yeah.
They happen in Mexico like every 3 days. They really do, and they do kind of look like that.
Really.
Yeah, that's I don't know.
I mean,
know.
It's they a bomb. It's a fucking
yeah. It's
bomb
a factory
going
with all explosives, and you can kind of see fireworks going off before.
You saw,
it explodes.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah, I saw
some
the
little sparkles.
I saw the snakes and sparklers going off.
Sparklers went first.
12
but
people?
Yeah, I saw like some lady from the BBC immediately was like, "There was a missile strike in Beirut." Just tweeted it out immediately.
What?
I was like, what are you doing
from BBC?
Yeah.
Are you not allowed to do that as a journalist?
It was her personal account, but still. Dude, and then I saw another lady that was like, my family lives in Beirut. I contacted them before posting this and then posted something. It's like, why does every journalist have to be like, I'm a good person. Here's the news. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, it's like, dude, just post the fucking news. And then if someone's like, oh, you're not even going to check on your family before you do, like, it's like, well, first off, I did. Why would I say it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's too.
I don't know.
Well, everything's, we're all linked up so much where you can, like, see, everyone can see pictures of everyone's kids and stuff. So everything gets more, you know.
But
we're like hyper intimate right now. I don't think it's a
no. It's not great,
dude. But, that's fucked up, man.
Yeah, they were instantly, and then it's so funny to read the comments on these things. It's like the U.S. Israel is definitely just nuked. They're like that was a nuke, and they nuked Beirut.
Israel nuked Beirut
immediately. Yes, people are like, where is Hamas? We need to stop this.
I mean, I'm wrong. I'll say I'm wrong. I scrolled the headline. I thought it was a terrorist attack. I scrolled
the
headline. I saw 12
bombs. And it probably, it still could be. I mean, fireworks factory explosions, a little sus.
Yeah.
But as did
anyone
again,
see any real long fuses through the streets and alleys?
Did anybody happen to see a coyote and a roadrunner? Although, again, I've seen many Mexican firework explosions.
Yeah.
This did look like one.
Really?
Yes.
So it just goes, it's just that big, like...
It's boom. Like, yeah. Then it's just a giant fucking explosion.
Was that mushroom cloud status, or was that just a flash?
That was not a mushroom cloud, but...
Yeah.
It was fucking scary stuff.
It had that real explosion where it just literally just kind of looked like it just, like, vaporized or whatever.
There's
the fuck
stuff like that, too, like chemical plants. I saw a chemical plant in, like, Texas do that. Mm-hmm. It exploded like that, and it's like, holy fuck. It's wild.
Dude, that's... Well, with the new shit, I was watching something today... Actually, I've been getting a lot of people have been sending me the George Floyd body cam stuff.
Oh, God.
They're like, dude, I get a lot of people send me like, they're like, dude, I mean, it doesn't change what was wrong, but, you know, it gives people a little, it's just a guy who was high. He was like, please let me lay on the ground. I cannot go in there. I'm freaking. I think he was on meth and
I think
like not heroin, fentanyl.
Yeah.
And he was bugging. It was like the dude was like cracked out of his fucking mind. And they're like, check this out. And it's like, yeah, it just shows that they. Put him in a car, and then he popped out of the other end. And then they like, he was like, I can't breathe. And they were like, shut up. He's like, well, I'm just saying. He jumped out of the car. Like,
I know.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But the, he jumped out. But he was like having, they were trying to reason. The whole time, he's just like, I'm not a bad dude. And they're like, all right, dude, like, shut up. We get it. Get in the car. And he just went, popped out of the other side. And
damn.
Like, fucking came
and
down,
then they did it.
Came down on
him, yeah. Yeah, it's like
I don't know. I didn't know what it was supposed to prove. It was like, yeah, I figured
all
this
that
is exactly
all that
happened.
It's proving is so that's just in response to people that are making him that are like deifying him. Mm-hmm. So then the response from the right and like all those dudes would be like, he was on drugs, dude. The guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah,
it's like, dude, even if he was a piece of shit, you shouldn't get killed.
Yeah,
for that.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
It's just a response politically to one another to be like, here's the body cam. Turns out the guy was actually a piece of shit.
He was high.
And it's like, doesn't change a thing.
I think we're being like kind of...
Anyway.
I think we're getting... Like right now, the demographics are coming up where America is hitting 50% white, 50% non-white. So I think there is like... It's like the perfect thing for like just to create tension. Especially if the parties start to melt away. It's like, well, we'll just like make black people hate white people hate Mexicans, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, that's what I think is going down right now. Because all this stuff, like, you get one side. This stuff is almost designed to, like, make people fight each other. You'll get, like, one side of the story where, you know, there was, like, the jogger. Like, oh, the guy was just jogging. And then, like, there's, here's a video of him breaking into houses. So the other side's like, oh, look who we got. And they're like, oh, look at this video of this guy shooting him with a shotgun. They piecemeal sides. I don't know. That's just – but I was watching a clip.
I'm wondering how intentional it is versus just what they're doing. It's like
trying to win, being like, check this out.
Yeah. I was listening to War Mode, mm-hmm. and they were talking about how, like, when shows come out that make fun of, like, they were talking about John Oliver making fun of kind of Midwest trash going to Costco. Mm-hmm. Being like, how come you can make fun of, they don't care about poor people, they care about if you're white, you can make fun of white people. Mm-hmm. And you can make fun of poor white people. Like, it's fucked up to make fun of poor people. And it's like, well, comics and anybody would make fun of anybody they can.
Yeah.
They don't care if you're, you know. So, like,
I hear you're saying,
the
yeah.
only thing John Oliver's allowed to make fun of is white people. Poor so, he's going to make fun of all of them.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
so, it's not like an agenda. It's not like John Oliver's sitting there like, we have to destroy. We have to destroy the whites. Yes. It's just literally the.
Is he Australian?
No, he's British. The only thing you're allowed to make fun of is white people.
Yeah.
If you're on TV. Now, why that is,
yeah, exactly.
But it's not like it's anybody's intent. I don't know.
I hear you saying it's not a master design. I know what you're saying. Yeah, no, that's true. But this is what I think, though, man. Like, you start getting into like these, you know, there's the political party.
Same thing with men. You can just be like, men are retards.
Yeah.
And everybody would be like,
yeah,
nice. That's a special.
Yeah, I mean,
if you got on TV and were like, yo, you guys know women are retarded. Everybody would be like, no.
What?
And then go home and be like, what's that guy's Patreon?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm paranoid right now. It's like I have two parts of me that are like, yeah, I agree. It's like for anyone to be concocting and moving this all perfectly, it's pretty.
Yeah.
I doubt, you know, part of me are like, I doubt someone can pull that off. But then it's like, dude, I don't know what it's like to have billions of dollars. If you have billions of dollars and if I owned a newspaper, I could get people to burn stuff. I guarantee. I bet you. If I owned a newspaper, I could for sure.
What are you going to have them burn?
I don't know. Like, I could stir up. If I owned a credible news source, I could stir up civil unrest. I guarantee it. Yeah. If you gave me the Washington, I'm not, you know, I'm not coming at Bezos, although, you know.
I think the podcast, our podcast, stirred up a slight civil unrest.
True.
I mean, you know.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like.
Imagine if, yeah.
And it's also, too, if you're like a billionaire class and you've kind of been economically boning everybody over forever, and it's like, ah, they're starting to catch on to this. You're like, what do we do? I'll be like, oh, race war. Like, perfect. Throw it in there. So I don't know.
Perhaps.
Again, it could just be we're all retarded. That's the other thing, too. Where
I think,
like,
yes.
Dude, I'm watching.
I think that is the case.
Yeah, because that's the other thing, too. I was watching some sort of news clip where they talk about the Speaker of the House, that lady, the hot lady. Sick move, by the way, by Trump. He was just
no,
like,
she's not the Speaker of the House. She's the press secretary.
Press secretary. Yeah. Sorry. So he, yeah, she's not the SPOTUS. She's the press secretary. So she, it was just like a clip of her getting interviewed by a Fox anchor. And they're now like, they name other journalists by name. And they're like, oh, who, that guy? Yeah, he's kind of a dick. Anyway, and it's like they'll sit there and kind of attack each other and be like, yeah, I met him. Real tough guy on the camera, turns it off. And he's like, oh, hey. Like they sit there and like, yeah. Now they're like actually attacking each other, like ad hominem. It's really, it's just funny, man. It's like, that's where people are getting informed by being like, that guy is a fucking dick. It's like, what the fuck?
Dude? Hot chick rules, though.
She rules. Pretty. I mean, that's.
I haven't even really watched her once, but.
I saw one clip.
I looked at hot ass pictures over.
Yeah, it's just her. It's just someone that can be clipped up. I mean, think about this. Is she someone who can just be clipped up and to go viral?
Yeah.
It's like, you don't think they have strategy like that?